Chapter 39 Real Men Cry. Dante. Dad looked at least 5 years older when he returned home with Adam that evening. Adam didn't look any different. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Dante, he whispered.
Are you okay? Aunt Jackie asked.
I'm fine, he said,
and then went straight to his room. Dad told us what the doctor had said at the hospital. It was lucky that Adam had taken the pills early that morning and not the night before. They hadn't stayed in his blood for long. But if... Dad shook his head. I went upstairs to see Adam. There was something that I needed to say to him.
I don't remember inviting you in, he said when I entered his room. I want to be alone.
No, I would not let this happen. Not anymore. I read Josh's letter, I told him.
You had no right, Adam said.
Neither did you. We both knew that I wasn't talking about reading Josh's letter. Adam turned.
Look at my face. I can't live like this.
You're more than your face, I said. Is that why you did it?
No, I did it because Josh is right. What's the point?
The point is you have family and friends who love you. You have a world out there waiting for you. You have a life that can be anything you want it to be.
But the world's full of people like Josh, people who hate everyone. They even hate themselves.
Adam sighed. That's why you can't let them win. Don't let them ruin your life.
I'm tired, Dante, and I'm scared.
Everyone's scared, Adam.
You're not. You're like Dad. You carry on with life and it doesn't matter what it throws at you.
I'm scared of Melanie coming back and taking Emma, and I'm scared of losing you. Adam looked down at his hands. Please, don't ever do that again, I said quietly.
Why did you? I was jealous, he said. After Emma hugged and kissed me, you both left and I was alone again.
I've been jealous of you my whole life, I admitted. You always see the best in people. I would hate to see you lose that ability.
Maybe I've already lost it.
You're not alone, Adam, I said, with tears in my eyes. That's how I feel. You're not alone, I repeated. We've already lost our mum, but you didn't think about that.
I think about her every day, Adam said angrily.
If you remember what it was like when mum died, why did you want to leave me and Dad to go on without you?
I'm sorry, Adam said, staring at his hands.
Adam, look at me. I waited until he raised his head. You're my brother, and I love you very much, and I don't want to lose you.
I mean that much to you.
Adam stared at me as if he'd never seen me before.
Don't be so stupid. Of course you do, you silly ass.
Language, Adam said with the smallest of smiles. It's not funny, Adam.
I'm sorry, he said. I won't do it again.
Promise me?
I promise, he smiled.
But it was only when he wiped his hand across my face that I realized that I was crying. Don't you know that boys don't cry? He asked. Boys don't cry, but real men do, I replied. We hugged each other, and it felt really,
really good. I have to help make dinner now, I said. Are you going to come downstairs?
Maybe tomorrow.
Definitely tomorrow. Okay?
Okay,
Adam said.